This week's shiurim have been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Chaim Aaron ben Reb Shmuel Zecher Livracha. Kof Gimel Adar, Tuesday the 5th of March, Rabbi Nissen Abrin, Parshas HaChodesh.
Good morning, everyone. My apologies for the misleading title. I was a little pressured into giving a specific title a few days ago before I had really looked into my notes, and I found something a little more relevant to Parshas HaChodesh. I saw on the paper it says Parshas HaChodesh, so I'll say a few words about Parshas HaChodesh, and we'll tie in Amir Tashem to Lil HaSeder a little bit. So for those of you who came for Lil HaSeder, you get what you came for. You know, this Shabbos, Amir Tashem, it's three Parshas, the Shabbos. We have Parshas Vayakel, Parshas Bekudei, and Amir Tashem also will be taking out a second Sefer Torah to read Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh is the last of the Dalet Parshas, number four. I wanted to discuss really the reason why we read that Parsha before Pesach. Truth is, before I left Yerushalayim, I turned to a friend of mine who's a younger man, so I just bring this to the right. He's a learned person. I asked him, you know, why do we read Parshas HaChodesh in the weeks leading up to Pesach? Why do we? So here we go. The truth is, it's a really silly question. Because Parshas HaChodesh, if you take a look at that, Perek Yud Beis and Shmois, there's 51 psukim in that Parsha that we're going to read. 51 psukim, 49 of them discuss Pesach. That's right. Discusses the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of maror, the mitzvah of korban Pesach, shechting the korban, taking the blood, putting it on the doorpost, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come, Yavar Hashem, the uposach, Avotei Bnei Yisrael. The entire parsha gives a little bit of the history, the 400 years that Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, and then the eventually what was going to happen when they left. So the reason why we read Parshas HaChodesh in the weeks leading up to Pesach is because Parshas HaChodesh is about Pesach. So if really you wanted to know my misleading title over here, the most misleading title you could possibly have called was really Parshas HaChodesh, because it's really got nothing to do with HaChodesh, right? And the truth is, the Rishonim already point this out, the Ramban implies this question. So really the question isn't why isn't the title Parshas HaChodesh, because we call it that, you know why? We call it Parshas HaChodesh because those are the first two psukim. It starts by Yedavar Shalmai Shalemur, HaChodesh is Alechem Rishon Hu Lechem V'Chashay Hashanah. That's the first two psukim. So the question is then, why does the Torah open up the Parsha of Yitziyat Mitzrayim with these two psukim? Of course, HaChodesh is Alechem is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which applies 12 months of the year. So why does the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is really a yearly thing, no shaychus to Pesach, really nothing to do with specifically with the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach and the rest of the Parsha, so why does the Torah open this Parsha? It's like as if the Torah took, it's like imagine if you had a book, and you ripped out the introduction to one book, and you just pasted it on top of another book. It's really what it looks like. The Parsha should really start with the Korban Pesach directly. So why does the Torah open up the Parsha with HaChodesh Zelachem? So what I'd like to move on a little bit, talk a little bit about Parsha HaChodesh, a little bit about Kiddush HaChodesh, and then proceed to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. We'll tie that together eventually. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is very interesting. Today, of course, we have a calendar. So today, we don't really have too much about Kiddush HaChodesh, but you know, those of you who are learning Daf Yomi, we just had a Gemara and the Gemara and Shabbos, but very interesting that back in the day, what would happen when the new moon came around? So the Eidim would come, they would see the moon, and they would run to Beis Din. Now, all of Klal Yisrael was waiting for these Eidim to come. No one knew. And this could be a big problem. There was one month of the year particularly where waiting for the Eidim posed an extremely, extremely compromising issue. What was that? Which month of the year?
Rosh Hashanah.
El Tishrei. Imagine, sometimes we have a three-day Rosh Hashanah. So imagine they could have had a four-day Rosh Hashanah because they could have been waiting on Lamed El for Rosh Hashanah to come. And everyone had to keep Rosh Hashanah just in case it was Rosh Hashanah. And turns out it's not. So you're waiting for the Eidim to come. And the moon, of course, disappears, and everyone's waiting and waiting and waiting. And now the Eidim come, and now it's Kiddush HaChodesh. Oh, we make a new month. So the Gemara, really, in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Membeis Amalaf discusses Birkas HaChodesh. Birkas HaChodesh is what we do. It's Kiddush Levana. We go out Motzei Shabbos after a little bit after the Moilid, and we make a bracha on the new moon. The Gemara says as follows: Omer Rav Yochanan. The Gemara says that Birkas HaChodesh, so special, the Kiddush Levana, it's as if someone is Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. Mekabel Kabel Pnei Hashchina, the very Chosh of Azach. In fact, Halacha L'maisa, the minhag is to say Kiddush Levana on Motei Shabbos, because anyways we're wearing Big Day Shabbos, right? We wear a tie and a suit, our finest clothes. When you're going to be Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, you should do it in Big Day Shabbos, right? So Rabbi Yochanan says that this Kiddush Levana is something we should take very seriously. The Gemara says, how does he know? It says, HaChodesh HaZeh, and it also says, Zeh Keli Vanveyu, Klal Yisrael at Kriyas Yamsuf. They had a real divine encounter. So too, when we, HaChodesh HaZeh, when we say HaChodesh HaZeh, When the Edom see the moon and they come to Beis Edom, and we say Kiddush Levana, we also have a divine encounter. Hachoyish hazeh zeh keli vanveu, zeh zeh. Says the Gemara right there, a very interesting line in Gemara. This Gemara is a lot more famous. We say it in Kiddush Levana itself. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. If Klal Yisrael would have the opportunity only once a month, it would be enough for us. It would be enough. And the truth is, if you read this with the wrong niggin, you're in big trouble. We know that Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina is an unbelievable thing. You know, the Ramchal says in Mesilas Yesharim Perek Aleph, if you've ever picked up Mesilas Yesharim, the stomach you got there, that the greatest pleasure a person can have in the world is to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina, to really be, to encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That shleimus is something gewaldig. Yet Rabbi Shmuel says that if we would only once a month, says Rabbi Shmuel, that's enough. Once a month. I don't need once a month. Dayum, it's enough. Isn't it a funny way of saying it? Rabbi Yechanan comes along and he says, ooh, Kiddush HaChodesh, Birkas HaChodesh, wow, Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina. Comes along Rabbi Shmuel, alright, don't exaggerate, once a month is fine. If I would be Rabbi Shmuel, or in Tadda to be Rabbi Shmuel, I'd be at least be in his yeshiva, you know, and I would have written, hey, Kiddush HaChodesh is gewaldig, it's like Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina. Wouldn't it be great if we could have a new month every day? Okay, that's a contradiction in terms, of course. But why does he say it's dayum? Well, what does it mean it's enough? So, what I'd like to do, I'd like to tell you over Rabbeinu Yoina. This Gemara, of course, is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Rif, interestingly enough, does not quote this Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Rif quotes this Gemara in Brachos. And Rabbeinu Yoina, who did not write a commentary on Brachos, he did write, however, his Talmidim did write a commentary on Brachos in his name. And that is it's on the side of the Rif, instead of the Ran, where the Ran and the Nemuki Yosef would have been in other Masechtas. There's something called Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina. And it's brought to halacha l'maisa in a lot of places. A lot of the Rabbeinu Yoinas that come up in Mishlei and in the Shari Tshuva are also found there. Rabbeinu Yoina, some people may know this one. It's pretty famous. Rabbeinu Yoina says a beautiful zachir. Pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But I'll give a little background first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, as we know, but he does so with two basic anhagas. There's nes, and there's teva. There's miracles, and there's nature. Now, if we had to give a bit of a timeshare just to describe how much of the world is nes and how much of the world is teva. So you could say, well, I don't know. I think it's pretty. Something I said sharing this last night. Someone said, oh, maybe it's 90-10. Okay, I would say it's more like 99-1. Right? Nes pretty much is not so. It's once in a very, very long while. Most of our lives is teva. In fact, you could argue that it's 99.99999999991. That's really more the ratio of it, because we have very little exposure to real nace. Again, and let's define nace, just to be clear here. Nace is when a person has a very, very clear hashkocha. That's what nace is, when a person is able to say, wow, that could be explained in no other way except for hashkocha. You know, the nisim in Mitzrayim were an example of nace. And we all have nisim in our lives. It doesn't happen that often. Once in a while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he just smiles upon us and he says, wow, that's only hashkocha. That person met this person, we saw this person and told this person about this person who needed a transplant and this, and he knew the other person in a different continent. Wow, that's to save the life, that's unbelievable. These stories, they happen. In fact, you go to any bookstore, there's shelves and shelves of these books. But if you take into account, of course, all the various events in our lives, there's very few and far in between. So the world, there's nes and the world has teva. However, what's important for us to do, and this is really in order to live with enthusiasm, is what we need to do is we need to take that 0.001% of nes, and we need to learn how to stretch it into our everyday lives. We need to take those moments of inspiration, and we need to move them over, we need to schlep them over into our lives of teva. Our lives are dull sometimes, and, you know, shotei if it goes, and we go, and we move, and we keep going, and we move forward, we have to, and we try to inspire ourselves. But sometimes the inspiration is not there. Where do we draw it from? We have to fill our gaps of dullness with the enthusiasm and the inspiration of the Hanhoga of Nes. Rabbeinu Yonah actually brings a pasuk in the Navi Yeshaya, which he captures this idea. The Navi says, "Ochein ato kel mistater, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are indeed hidden. Elekei Yisrael Mashiach, however you save us." And says Rabbeinu Yonah, This concept also found in the Maral. Elikei Yisrael Mashiach. When does Hashem save the Jewish people? When He performs miracles. That's what it means. Hashem intervenes with miracles. So really, what the Navi Yeshaya is saying is, "Ochein ato kel mistater, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that you're hidden, And I know that you really run the world of Teva, the Olam, which is Helam. I understand that you're behind the scenes, and we don't see you. How do I know that? Because of like, hey, Yisrael Moshiach. Because when the Jewish people, you know, get between a rock and a hard place, they get stuck in the Olam HaTeva, and there's no other way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the Midah of Rachamim, he connects to the Jewish people, and he rescues them. When he rescues us, and when he does a nace, and he only does a nace to rescue us, the Beis Halevi says in Parshas Vayigash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do miracles stam. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to flex his miracle muscles, he could do so whenever he wants. The lights would just start going on and off, and then the people would start floating in there. He could do that if he wants to. But he does it when Klai Yisrael needs the Yeshua. Like, Kei Yisrael Moshiach, that's Megalatos on the Ochein Ato Kael Mestater. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, in explaining Rabbi Yochanan's Memra, of whoever's Mavarach on the Chodesh Bezmane, it's Gilu Mekabal Pnei Hashchina. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, what is Kabal Pnei Hashchina? It's that divine encounter. Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina is exactly the Hanhoga of Nes. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspires us. He chooses to inspire us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something which is so obvious for us that we have no other explanation for it. It's not Teva, it's Nes. Says Rabbeinu Yonah that Birkas HaChodesh is also, it's the same concept. You know, the moon starts to disappear, things get a little dark. Things are, you know, kind of lost. We're lost in the because of the cycle of the month, and all of a sudden the new month comes around, and oh, there it is again. It's the Kiddush HaChodesh represents the cycle of something which disappears and reappears again. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu disappears sometimes from our lives, he disappears because he has to run the world with Teva. Yet when he reappears, that's Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina, and that's the same concept of Kiddush HaChodesh. It's important to mention that we need to understand that we also have to work on ourselves to see it. You know, the Chovas of Lava says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a nes, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for two things. Number one, you have to thank him because he did something for you. And it says the Chovas of Lava, aside from that, additionally, we also have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing us to see it. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this for us, he's really mechazek our emunah. And we always need chizek emunah. This is really, I was thinking this is really pshat, we say in davening, Harenu Hashem Chasecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please show us your kindness. Now, if you were writing lyrics for a song, you know, some kind of a love song, show me your love, that's like some people say, show it to me, right? But that first part when we're davening, we have to be very sensitive to the expressions that we use in tefillah. Show me your kindness. What is show me your kindness? We daven for Hashem's kindness, we ask Hashem for things all the time. But this is a specific tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't just do kindness for us. Let us see it. Show it to us. Harenu Hashem Chasecha. Why? Show us your kindness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's mechazek our emunah. And when we get in moments when things are dull, and when that cycle happens, when the world goes back to Teva, we need to revert back to those times of Harenu Hashem Chasecha, when we really see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we see the Elokei Yisrael Moshiach, and that's the Madrega of Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina, which is parallel to Birkas HaChodesh and Kiddush HaChodesh. And really, the Gemara really learned this off from Gzeirah Shavah, so if we go back to Gzeirah Shavah, Rabbi Yonah points out, it says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem is a very real, we point at the moon, the Eidim look at the moon and say, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. And in Kriyas Yamsuf, Klai Yisrael, when they were walking through and they said, that was Yosher, when they got to the other side, they said, Zeh Keli Vanveyu. It was Pavel, it was tangible. They were able to say, it was a real Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina. And this inspiration that we live with is extremely important to learn how to carry it over. And this is really the darher that comes out of Rabbeinu Yonah, that we have to understand that our lives, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the world, is a cycle. It's a cycle of dullness and a cycle of inspiration. This concept is found in the Sefer HaKuzari as well. Very interesting Kuzari. Of course, the Sefer HaKuzari is a conversation between the Chavar, the Talmud Chacham, and the Melech. The king and the rabbi, the Melech HaKuzarim, is asking all types of questions to the rabbi. So he asks him, explain to me this prayer thing. Like, what does it do for you? And the Kuzari says, the Sefer HaKuzari, the Chavar says, the Gaval de Gazach. He says, do you eat? Melech says, yes. How many times a day do you eat? I eat three times a day. Why? Well, I eat breakfast. And then I go to work, I take care of all types of stuff that kings take care of. And then right around lunchtime, my stomach starts growling, and I realize, ooh, time to eat lunch now. And then what happens? I eat lunch, and I'm good. It holds me over pretty much until I get to supper. I don't know how you say it in England, in supper, dinner. And then I eat dinner, and then I go to sleep, I wake up in the morning, I'm hungry again. And that's the cycle of the meal times. Says the Chavar to the Melech, you know that prayer is really the same thing. You know, like I said, we live in the Olam HaTeva. We live in a world where, you know, we have to go to work. We have to do what we need to do throughout the day to keep things going. But we need Ruchnias. Our neshamas are hungry for Ruchnias. So what do we do first thing in the morning? We wake up, Yiruchem Hashemesh, we daven Shachris. And that really, that's sustenance for our neshama. But after davening, you know, put away a talis and tefillin, head off to the office. And the chaver says, you know, after an hour or two, your neshama starts growling. That ruchnius is wearing off now. So says the chaver, what do? We come back for mincha. Just like you'd come back for lunch, you come back for mincha. And you plug that hole. You fill that gap. Yeah, a little more sustenance for your neshama. You come back for mincha, you daven mincha. You go back out. Okay, things are good for a little bit. And all of a sudden, your neshama starts howling again to you. Wow, I'm starving. Starving for what? My neshama is hungry. My neshama needs ma'ariv. Right? That's really, there's this whole cycle, and the Kuzri continues, the Baal Kuzri continues, Rav Yehuda Chassid says, this is really Shabbos and weekday also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a work week, a 6 days, right? Sheishas yom tasa malacha, right? We do work. On the seventh day, Shabbos is here. And it's a cycle. Our bodies, we go from tefillah to tefillah, supporting our neshama with ruchnius, and then there's another cycle which we find ourselves in, which our neshama is part of the Sheishas yom tasa malacha, but then all of a sudden it comes to B'yom HaShvi. And it needs the Shabbos, and the Shabbos is another injection. And the Kuzri continues, and he says, you know what, there's another cycle within the cycle. Every once in a while, even the influence of Shabbos is not enough. And do you know what we need? We need Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. And every once in a while, in fact, once a year, there's this extra special day where our Averis also, you know, there's all a build-up, and we got to get another, we've got to filter it all out again. And then for that, we have Yom Kippur, which is Shabbos, Shabbosayin. What comes out of the Kuzri is also the same Dehera which you saw in Rabbeinu Yoina, that the world is a world of a cycle. We live in a cycle of things which are up and down. Life is up and down. In Ruchnius I'm talking about. Gashmius also. But for sure in Ruchnius it's like that. Life is up and down. Not all the time do we have this Gavaldika, this Gavaldika light. Not all the time do we have the Gavaldika Asayris, the Gavaldika inspiration. There are lulls in our lives. However, what we need to do is we need to go from Ruchnius to Ruchnius. MS is, I was just thinking on the way here, this start your day thing, which is gewaldig, I just heard about it now. It's really the idea. It's start your day. Get a little bit of ruchnius, right? Inject yourself with ruchnius right at the beginning of the day, and have it carry over, and every day to come back for more, and to have another injection, another infusion of ruchnius, the gewaldig kazach. When you understand the inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh as the representation of the ups and downs, the disappearance of certain things in life, and then the way they reappear, so we could understand what Rabbi Shmuel meant when Rabbi Shmuel says, "Amala leizochi yisrael lahakol chenevin shemashmayim hamachas b'chodesh dayam." Chas v'shalom is he saying that he only wants it once a month. Rabbi Shmuel's kavod is as follows: he's saying if Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael is makabel pnei Hashchina once a month, when we have that hisgalos, when we have that divine encounter, dayam, that's enough for us. That's enough for the whole month. We can stretch that for the whole month. He's telling you, if you think it's not enough, if you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us enough ruchnius to plug the gaps of the dullness, chas v'shalom. Says Rabbi Shmuel, no, once a month is enough for a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world, he built in the once a month of Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina. He built in Tefillah for 3 times a day. He built in Yom Tovim 3 times a year. Shabbos once a week. Dayam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us to make sure that we never ever have a situation where we don't have enough ruchnius. You know, I was thinking, you know, Benes Manam's coming. So I was thinking, you know, welcome, we're coming home. I'm sure some people here have some children in yeshiva that are away from yeshiva and they come back from Benes Manim. So imagine when your children come home and tell them, I'm so glad you're home. By the way, once a year is enough. That's enough for me, right? Chas v'shalom, you never say that, right? But what's something you would say is, you say, listen, you know what? I understand very much that you have to be away in yeshiva. So let's make the best of our Benes Manim together. And that's enough. I'll hold on to that very, very shek. If we make the best of our Benes Manim, that could be enough to last me for the whole year. Of course, parents always like to spend time with their children. It's a rhetorical question. But the pshat is, and that's really what Rabbi Shmuel is saying over here. Our kasha was assuming, oh, it's enough. Would you say your children, oh, that's enough, we don't want more? But the answer is, we recognize also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to run the world with teva. We're not asking him to make a Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina every day. We're thanking him for giving to us the once a month that it could illuminate the rest of our month. Let's move on to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we'll understand why Kiddush HaChodesh is very relevant to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Vayeshanan, when describing Yetzias Mitzrayim to the Jewish people, he says, "Oy haniso aleikim lovoi lokachas legoi mikerav goi demasois beoisleis v'moisim." It's well known that Yetzias Mitzrayim is really the ultimate inspiration. It's the ultimate giloi The Maaseh Voices of Moisim is the ultimate HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking down and saying, I'm here. As the Gemara and Sanhedrin said, that's when Klal Yisrael were able to finally say, Zeh Keli V'Anveyu. They were able to point to him. It was tangible to them, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu existed in and was Mashkiach on them, and really, really orchestrated the entire Yitzhiyah from Mitzrayim. The Ramban, at the end of Parshas Bo, says, Min anisim magdolim v'amafursomim, Odo moide benisim anistarim shehim yisoyda terakula. The Ramban says that although in Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim, we had nisim gluyim, we don't have that all the time. What do we have to do, says the Ramban? The Ramban says, we need to learn how to stretch Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim into our world of Teva. From the nisim magdolim v'amafursomim, Odo moide benisim anistarim. Nisim anistarim is the hanhoga of Teva. Now, you may say, you know what the Ramban is saying? And I've heard this before, and I think it's a bit of a mix-up, that the Ramban is saying that there's no such thing as Teva. Is that what the Ramban is saying? There's Nes, and there's Nisim Gluyim, and Nisim Nestarim, so there's no such thing as Teva. In fact, he uses the words, Shkulim Nisim Ein Bohem Teva Menhogei Shel Olam. It's all Nisim. The Ramban doesn't mean that it's all Nisim. It can't mean that. You know, the Maral says, on the Gemara on Shabbos, which we had recently in the Daf Yomi, the Gemara says, HaKol HaKorei Halel B'chol Yoyim, HaReze Mecharef U'Megadef. That's pretty severe, right? Now, you would say, you know, someone decides to read Halel every day, imagine, you know, maybe you like the songs, but some of you are doing it because you feel like, oh, Gevaldik is Cyrus every day, you want to read Halel every single day. See, you open up your Siddur, you say a Baruch on Halel, you read Halel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wow, beautiful. He thinks he's doing a good thing, right? The Gemara says, HaReze Mecharef U'Megadef. Severe. That's blasphemy. And the Maral explains why. Why is that blasphemy? Says the Maral, Halel is reserved for Nes. Halel is reserved for an HaKadosh Baruch Hu who does something which is out of the ordinary. When a person says, every single day HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing something out of the ordinary, you're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are spontaneous. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didn't make a world where things run in order. You're taking away really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in the time of Bria Soil and Maisa Bereishis, set up a world with a beautiful, beautiful Chochmah. Just he orchestrated an entire world, just the harmony of the world. It's unnecessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day to intervene and do something out of the ordinary. If someone would say that, if someone says Halel every single day, that's blasphemy. Really, really, Teva is really the Iker. Teva is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevaldike Chochmah. Okay, so once in a while HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to intervene on our behalf. It's because of our Averis, we put ourselves in a matzah sometimes where we need an ace. But definitely the Iker HaHoga is Teva. In fact, this really could be the concept of Shabbos HaGodol right before the Yom Tovim, where we start the Rishon Hulachem. We say that the Yom Tovim is the right, as we start the Yom Tovim, we have a Shabbos HaGodol. It's really to remind us that Shabbos HaGodol is Eichel Ma'aseh Bereishis. And Shabbos HaGodol, we say Shabbos is really Godol. Shabbos is really what's great, even though the Yom Tovim are Eichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was Nes. We remind ourselves that really Ma'aseh Bereishis is the Chochmah is the Iker. So really, to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does Nes, you can't say that it's all spontaneous like that. So what does the Ramban mean that there's min anisim hagadolim v'mefursamim your moed benisim istarim shekulam nisim ein b'am teva klal? The Ramban is saying what we need to understand is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs it all. And you know how we know that? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu one time in Yetzias Mitzrayim set up, made beautiful nisim. So from there we know that for the doiri doiris, that it's always HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's running the show. Our nisim nistarim are all from Hashem. And we know this from that one giloy that we had at Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do this in every generation. But you know what he gave us? He gave us unbelievable mitzvahs. A whole series of mitzvahs, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. And you know what those mitzvahs, we know what the purpose of those mitzvahs are? To revert back to that one giloy, to that one flash of light, to that one inspiration that we had at Yetzias Mitzrayim. And when we wear tzitzis, which are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Ramban says, we look at our mezuzah on the door, which is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we do all the mitzvahs, and we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim so many times. And Shabbos also has the bechin of Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Yom Tovim are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban as a whole says, the Ramban says, Reuven the mitzvahs are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. When we do those mitzvahs, you know what we should be thinking? We should be thinking about that unbelievable inspiration that we had in Mitzrayim, and we should stretch that to our everyday lives. We stretch that to the dullness sometimes, and we should inspire ourselves. Perhaps, this is the pshat, in why we have such an introduction to the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants to introduce to us the whole concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Korban Pesach, and he tells us about how he's going to skip over our houses and do all the unbelievable nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, by the way, remember, HaChodesh is Alechem Rosh Chodeshim. Look at the concept of Kiddush HaChodesh, how there's a dullness and there's a cycle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us the world is a cycle. So don't just go through the motions of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Don't just leave Mitzrayim and forget about all the inspiration that you had. Don't leave it behind. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the world is a cycle. You need to hold on to this Yetzias Mitzrayim for all of eternity. You need to make it dear to you so that you can get back to it. And when you have a rough day, and when you wake up and you're not feeling so geschmack, and maybe you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu so stark. So remember, there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore introduces the parasha of Yetzias Mitzrayim with Kiddush HaChodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, HaChodesh is Adachem. Well, look at the moon. You saw how it disappeared and it came back? Because that's the cyclic nature of the world. The world is up and down. There's teva, there's nes, there's things that we need to hold on to in order to inspire ourselves in times when things are dull. In truth, the parasha of Chodesh, even though it could be a little bit of a misleading title, it's the perfect introduction to the parasha of Yetzias Mitzrayim because it teaches us how strong we have to hold on to Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, interestingly, Reb Chaim Brisker was well known. He pointed out, and I think it's in Stencil, he says that there's a big difference between two mitzvahs. Sometimes it could confuse them. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah which we have every single day. We were mekayim it either in Kriya Shema or in Ezra Savisenu, in the Bruch of Kriya Shema, in the Birchus Kriya Shema, when we say, Ani Hashem Lekech Masheri Tesi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Yimitzrayim, Ve'altonu, Ve'zavonu, Pinisonu. We say all these things in either in Kriya Shema or in the Bruch, so we're mekayim the mitzvah of Zechira every single day, Kol Yimei Chayecha. And once a year, we have a special mitzvah of Sipur. We got it to Levincha, we sit down to the Pesach Seder with our children, and we have a special mitzvah, a unique mitzvah, once a year of Sipur. Now, the Reb Chaim comes to explain the chiluka between them. I don't want to get into what he says exactly, but we're just being kaveyat as two separate mitzvahs. L'chayr, l'fi, what we're saying, it's very geshmak. These two mitzvahs, although they're different, but they have a relationship to each other, to one another. Once a year, we sit down, we have a special night with our children, a special night, where we spend the whole night talking and learning, spend the whole night talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we really get we're truly inspired by all the stories that happen, and we go through the entire Haggadah. But you know, every day, when we say, Ani Hashem Elokecha Asher Yetzias Eschem Me'aretz Mitzrayim, really what we're doing is we're saying, even though today is not that Gilui, Tesvav Nisan, there's a special Hisayrus, there's a special Hisayrusa de Le'ela on Tesvav Nisan. But every single day of the year, when we're Makai in the mitzvah of Zechira, when we're Makai in the mitzvah of the daily remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim, really, perhaps that mitzvah is in order to remind us of the Leil HaSeder. It's to remind us that even though that Hisayrus is really very strong one day a year, every day we have to have a Me'ain of the Sipur. In a way that Zechira is really a Sif Katan of the mitzvah of Sipur. Lefizeh, it's Yishmak, the Mefarshim point out that the Baal HaGadah brings a very interesting memory. The Baal HaGadah brings the Mishnah at the end of Brochus, the Machlokes between Ben Zoyma and the Chachomim, whether or not we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, Balelos or in Olam Haba. And the Mefarshim point out it really has no shaychus. Like we said, Reb Chaim is Koveya, that Zechira and Sipur are two different mitzvahs. The night of Leil Tesvav, which mitzvah are we Mekayim? Sipur. The Mishnah in Brochus, Dafi Beis on a Beis, is talking about which mitzvah? Zechira. So why does the Baal HaGadah blur the lines? Why does he mention the mitzvah of Zechira? Why does he bring out the Mishnah which discusses the Machlokes in Zechira, when really, what we're talking about tonight is V'Higadat to Lebincha on Tesvav Nisan. Perhaps Lefi Zeh, if you understand that the mitzvahs have a shaykhah to each other, Zechira and Sipur really is it's two mitzvahs, but it's two mitzvahs that are related to each other. They feed off each other. The Sipur is there to inject us, to infuse us with the Hisayris of the Nisim Gluyim, and the Zechira, the daily Zechira is there as a Sifkatan to really remind us daily about those Nisim. We should all take this lesson very, very to heart. And we should, of course, we all have, speaking for myself, of course, I say we, but I imagine we're all human, but my own experience is, there are days when things are geschmack, and days, we have to learn how to get back to our days of Osiris. We have to understand, there are good days and bad days, that's the whole nature of the world. Kiddush HaChodesh is that, and Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashkocha is that, and we should only daven, Arenu Hashem Chasecha, we should always see His galus, but when we don't, we should understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us enough ruchnias to spread, to fill those gaps. And with that, we'll be zeichet to the Gula Asida. Thank you very much.